This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Cowboys are singing, Ki-yi-fi-ye, just because it's springtime on the range today. Roosters are crowing, they're feeling gay. Everything is happy on the range today. The prairie doves are pairing off together. It's the weather that makes them all to feather. Their love nest clover is blooming. They'll soon be hay, just because it's springtime on the range today.
The sun came up this morning with a twinkle in his eye, and gave the world this warning that summer's drawing nigh. He gathered up the pearls of dew that sparkled on the plains, and filled the air with perfume rare out on the rolling range.
And now the roosters are crowing,
they're feeling gay. Everything is happy on the range today.
And now the cowboys are singing,
Ki-yi-fi-yay, just because it's springtime on the range today. The prairie doves are pairing off together. It's the weather that makes them want to feather. Their love nest clover is blooming. They'll soon be hay, just because it's springtime on the range today.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Springtime on the Range. Now we'll hear from Andy Parker and the Plainsmen with a song that hints of what's to come a little later on the show, Lonely Trail of Memory.
Western stars up in the skies still remind me of your eyes as I ride the lonely trail of memory. And I hear the night wind sigh, wondering why you said goodbye. 'Cause it hurt you say your heart belonged to me. I guess I should have known someday I'd lose you, that someone new would steal your love from me. Though I try, I can't forget. In my heart you linger yet, as I ride the lonely trail of memory. Saw the hills so blue. Guests like me, they miss you too. As I ride the lonely trail of memory, there beside the mountain stream, where each night we used to dream. Though I know you're gone, it seems you're still with me. Shine so bright since you have gone, dear. I guess he's feeling lonesome just like me. If someday you need me, dear, you will find me through the years,
riding down the lonely trail of memory.
Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. And now here's a rare recording of a Western classic. It's Gene Autry's 1946 recording of Tumbling Tumbleweeds. He recorded this song several times for Columbia Records and on movie soundtracks as well, but I think this one is the best version of all. At least it's my favorite.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground, lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find, just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song, here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground, lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. The past are behind, nowhere to go but I find, just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night has gone that a new was born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song, here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling
tumbleweed. There's gloom around the bunkhouse tonight. There's gloom in the old, I said goodbye to a cowboy tonight. I said goodbye to my pal.
He's gone up the trail. His old guitar is still. He's gone to join a heavenly band that's led by Buffalo Bill.
Old Pinto's head a hanging low. He's missing a cowboy's song. The moon is pale and seems to know tonight there's something wrong.
He's gone up the trail. His old guitar is still. He's gone to join a heavenly band that's led by Buffalo Bill.
I'll lay my fiddle away to rest with his old guitar, to never play until the day when I cross over the bar.
He's gone up the trail. His old guitar is still. He's gone to join a heavenly band that's led by Buffalo Bill.
The Sons of the Pioneers with He's Gone Up the Trail. We'll let that sad song introduce a set of music remembering some of our friends who have passed away over the past year and a half or so. We lost Jack Hanna last year. He was a member of the Sons of the San Joaquin. He's featured on his composition, Something That a Cowboy Knows.
There's something that a cowboy knows that makes him ride the land. His choice of life that only he and God can understand. He knows that every day he lives could be his very last. So he lives it while he can, hard and good and fast. What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know. What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know. There's something that a cowboy knows that poorer men will not. Like riding circle all day in a fast ground eaten trot. He knows the wild flying charge across the rocky hill. Stride 1,000 pounds of horse, the rush, the joy, the thrill.
What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know.
There's something that a cowboy knows, a kinship with the wind. That causes him to live alone, his horse's closest friend. He knows a feeling in his heart that makes it seem worthwhile to drift alone and thus forsake a woman's touch and smile.
What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know.
There's something that a cowboy knows, a scent borne on the air of sage and sweat and leather and smoke and burning hair. He knows the pain of choking dust that burns his blinded eyes. He knows to pray for blessed rain from empty cloudless skies.
What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know.
There's something that a cowboy knows about the break of day that drags him from his sogans, for the stars have cleared away. He knows the pledge of springtime, with new life all around, like tiny, shiny, wobbly calves drying on the ground.
What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know.
There's something that a cowboy knows about living beneath the sky. Out there where men have room to live and better room to die. He knows the blast of winter storm when cold cuts like a knife right through his coat and woolies as it tries to steal his life.
But a cowboy knows you gotta be a cowboy to know.
There's something that a cowboy knows, a need he can't explain, that draws him to that soul-fulfilling freedom of the plain. He knows the sound, the siren song, the coyote's haunting cry, makes him ride that wild land until his last goodbye.
What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know. What a cowboy knows, you gotta be a cowboy to know.
Les Gillum was another good friend who left us last year. He was a regular listener to Western Music Time. Here's one of his most appreciated award-winning recordings, The Shifting Whispering Sands.
I discovered the valley of the Shifting Whispering Sands while exploring in a western state. I saw the silent windmills, the crumbling water tanks, the bones of the cattle picked clean by buzzards, bleached by the sun. I stumbled over a crumbling buckboard, nearly covered by the sand. And stopping to rest, I heard a tinkling, whispering sound, and suddenly realized that even though the wind was quiet, the sand did not lie still. I seemed to be surrounded by a mystery so heavy and oppressive, I could scarcely breathe. For days, I wandered aimlessly in the valley, seeking answers to the many questions that raced through my mind. Where was everyone? Why the white bones, the dry wells, the barren valley where people must have lived and died? I sat down and buried my face in my hands, and resting, I learned the secret of the Shifting Whispering Sands. How I managed to escape from the valley, I don't know. But now to pay my debt for being spared, I must tell you what I learned out in the desert so many years ago. When the day is oddly quiet and the breeze seems not to blow, one would think the sand was resting, but you'll find it is not so. It is whispering, softly whispering, as it slowly moves along. And for those who stop to listen, it will sing this mournful song of sidewinders and the horned toads on the thorny chaparral. In the sunny days and moonlit nights, the lonely coyotes yell. How the stars seem they could touch you as you lay and gaze on high at the heavens where you're hoping you'll be going when you die. Yes, they seem to whisper to me of the days of long ago, when the settlers and the miners fought the crafty Navajo. How the cattle roamed the valley, happy people were the land. And now everything is covered by the shifting whispering sands. How the miner left his buckboard, went to work his claim that day, and the burros broke their halters
when they thought he'd gone to stay. Wandered far in search of water unto old Sidewinder's well, and their bones picked clean by buzzards that were circling when they fell. And they found the aged miner lying dead upon the sand, and for months they could but wonder if he died by human hand. So they dug his grave and laid him on his back and crossed his hands. And his secret still is hidden by the shifting, whispering sands. This is what they whisper to me on the quiet desert air, of the people and the cattle and the miner lying there. If you want to learn the secret, wander through this quiet land, and I'm sure you'll hear the story of the shifting, whispering sands. And I'm sure you'll hear the story of the shifting, whispering sands.
A great recording by Les Gillum. Ian Tyson became a legend. So did his song about Charlie Russell.
In old St. Louis, over in Missouri, the mighty Mississippi, well, it rolls and flows. My son was born to Mary Russell, and it starts the legend every cowboy knows. Young kid Russell was born to wander, ever westward he was bound to roam. Just a kid of 16 in 1880, up in wild Montana he found his home. God made Montana for the wild man, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, sending it all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. God hung the stars over Judith Basin, God put the magic in young Charlie's hands, and all was seen and all remembered, every shining mountain, every longhorn brand. He could paint the light on horsehide shining, great passing herds of the buffalo, and a cow camp cold on a rainy morning, and the twisting wrist of the hula hand throw. God made Montana for the wild man, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, sending it all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go.
Colonel Charlie to his home up yonder. He says, "Kid Russell, I got a job for you. You're in charge of sunsets up in old Montana, 'cause I can't paint them quite as good as you. And when you're done, go out and have a few. And Nancy Russell will make sure it's just two. God made Montana for the wild man, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow, but he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, sending it her all down before she goes. Charlie, you got to get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. Get her all down before she goes. Charlie, you gotta get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. You gotta get her all down before she goes.
Rusty Richards was a good friend of ours for over 40 years. He composed a ton of songs about cowboys and life in the West. Here's one of my favorites. It's called The Fence Rider.
Early in the morning, just before sunrise, I drink a pot of coffee and I kick out the fire. Then I catch up my good horse, swing up in the saddle, ride up the mountain, checking that wire. Check all the water tanks, check on the windmills, tighten up the clinches on the rattling shoe. I keep a lookout for anaphylaxis, treat a little pink eye, rain up in the shade, dip up a little chew, 'cause I'm a riding, roping, ranching kind of cowboy. I'm at home with the fence to the rope or the medicine kit, and no other kind of life would suit me now, boy. I'm a hackamore man who never take the bid. Late in the evening, just before sundown, I pull off my saddle, then I rub down my horse. We got a long day tomorrow, finishing the circle, then we're gonna start on another one of course. Gonna check all the water tanks, check all the windmills, tighten up the clinches on the rattling shoe. Keep a lookout for anaphylaxis, treat a little pink eye, rain up in the shade, dip up a little chew, 'cause I'm a riding, roping, ranching kind of cowboy. I'm at home with a fence to the rope or a medicine kit, and no other kind of life would suit me now, oh. I'm a hackamore man who never takes the bit. Oh,
you may remember that Rusty Richards was a member of the Sons of the Pioneers for a long time. Well, another friend of ours who was a member of the Sons of the Pioneers passed away last year. His name was Mark Abbott. He played bass on numerous recordings in Texas, and he was a member of the Sons of the Pioneers for many years. Here, he sings a song about his home state.
Well, I decline your offer, Mr. Talent Scout, 'cause Hollywood's too far away to go. But if you'll bring your movie rig to Texas, well, I might could help you make a picture show. Now, if it's all the same to you, I'll stay in Texas. A Texas gal has got me deep in love. Now, you can have your neon sign at Hollywood and Vine. I'm satisfied with Texas stars above. You couldn't trade me what it's worth in silver dollars, 'cause dollars wouldn't buy a Texas dog. And wouldn't I look funny toting all that money without a Texas gal to spend it on? Oh, mister, can't you understand that it would be so downright mean to trade my home and prairie land for a place that I ain't seen? Oh, no, I wouldn't even think of leaving Texas. I guess I'm just a sentimental sort of guy. No, it's not likely at all I'll ever lose my southern drawl. And I reckon I'm a Texan till I die. Sentimental sort of guy. No, it's not likely at all I'll ever lose my southern drawl. And I reckon I'm a Texan till I die.
Don Edwards was everybody's favorite, and this song we're going to play next is probably his most requested song. The title is I'd Like to Be in Texas for the Roundup in the Spring.
In the lobby of a big hotel in New York town one day sat a bunch of fellers telling yarns just to pass the time away. They told of places where they'd been and different things they'd seen. Some preferred Chicago town while others knew Orleans. In a corner in an old armchair sat a man whose hair's gray. He listened to them eagerly to what they had to say. They asked him where he'd like to be. His clear old voice did ring. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. I can see the cattle grazing o'er the hills at early morn. I can see the campfire smoking at the breaking of the dawn. I hear the Broncos' name. I can hear the cowboys sing. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. They sat and listened carefully to the words he had. They knew the old man sitting there had been a top hand in his day. They asked him for a story of his life out on the plains. Slowly he removed his hat and quietly began.
Les Buffum was a cowboy poet, not a singer, but many of his poems became song lyrics. My favorite of those is Below the Kenny Rim, one he co-wrote with Michael Fleming. Canadian cowboy singer Butch Falk recorded my favorite version of it.
Say, Sam, do you remember a long time ago when we rode together where the Wyoming winds blow? High on a ridge top, just you and me, and watched the wild horses running so free. When it was jerky and coffee, about half felt the light, and a biscuit or two that we downed on the fly. That old Mustang fever sure ran in our veins, and it seemed like the devil was holding the reins. Now I'm chasing old memories, though trails have grown dim, through the cedars and pinyons below the Kenny Rim. When it was just you and me and them Mustangs there in the blue shadows below the old Kenny Rim. We'd rope them old broomies and hobble fast, then back on the trail until the very last. When daylight had faded, we'd bed on the ground, then up before daybreak and go one more round. Now, Sam, them old ponies, they're just about gone. There's a few left like us, they're still holding on. And one of these days, well, they'll catch the last one. And I reckon by then we'll have finished our run. Now I'm chasing old memories, though trails have grown dim, through the cedars and pinyons below the Kenny Rim. When it was just you and me and them Mustangs there in the blue shadows below the old Kenny Rim. Chasing old memories, though trails have grown dim, through the cedars and pinyons below the Kenny Rim. When it was just you and me and them Mustangs there in the blue shadows below the old Kenny Rim. Thank you.
and the evening sun is new. I'll be riding down the Mexicali Trail to you. When the moon is on the prairie and the stars are peeping through, hand in hand we'll ride the Mexicali Trail, we two. The sky will be our ceiling, the moon our light of day, our love will be the beacon to guide us on our way. I'll be whispering I love you,
whispering I love you,
and you'll say you love me too. When I'm riding down the Mexicali Trail with you,
the sky will be our ceiling, the moon our light of day, our love will be the beacon to guide us on our way.
I'll be whispering I love you,
whispering I love you,
and you'll say you love me too. When I'm riding down the Mexicali Trail with you, when I'm riding down the Mexicali Trail.
And that was Robert Wagner, of course, who passed away on January 27th, 2024, our friend of many years. His song was sung with Tammy Kilpatrick, and the title was Mexicali Trail.
Sunset and twilight's fallen, I've been on the range all day. I realize I've been closing my eyes and dreaming the hours away.
All through the day in my saddle I sway,
vision so real turns to dust,
for I'm just trail dreaming.
The Sons of the Pioneers and Trail Dreaming. And just before the Pioneers, we heard the final song in our set, Remembering Friends Who Have Crossed the Great Divide over the past 18 months or so. Bob Wagner and Tammy Kilpatrick. And just before Bob and Tammy, it was an instrumental recorded live titled Ay Yi Yi, featuring the amazing guitarist and arranger Rich O'Brien. Rich accompanied Don Edwards on so many of his recordings, and he was the fellow Cindy Walker called when she had a new song she wanted to pitch to singers like Eddie Arnold. Rich also had a great sense of humor. He and I were talking one evening in Tucson after a performance, and someone came up and asked him for his autograph. Well, Rich signed the paper the fan handed him, and the fellow was surprised to see that Rich signed his name using calligraphy. He asked Rich how he did that, and Rich said, "Well, when I was a boy, my teacher commented on my poor handwriting, saying it looked like a dog peeing in the snow. Well, that embarrassed me so much that I learned calligraphy, and I've used it ever since." That was Rich O'Brien. He was a great one. Now let's hear a tune from Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. It's the title song from one of Jimmy Wakely's films called Song of the Sierras.
Sing a song of the Sierras. Let me dream of mountains high.
Let me hear cattle lowing and the coyotes lonely cry.
Let me hear guitars a strumming on an old familiar tune,
while a cowboy sings his love song to a lonely western moon.
It's the nearest place to heaven where a man is free. And I reckon I'll be living with the one who waits for me. Sing a song of the Sierra, where the mountains kiss the sky.
The song remind my true love that I'll see her by and by.
Sing a song. See her by and by.
Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage with Song of the Sierras. An old friend of ours, George Binsmiller from Canada, recorded an instrumental called Riding Down the Trail a number of years ago. He shared a copy with me, and I'd like to share it with you because I thought it was a really well-done recording. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Lenz Miller and the band with Riding Down the Trail. Well, to close today's show, we'd like to go back to our theme and remember friends we've lost in recent months with the Sons of the Pioneers and Empty Saddles.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight?
Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight. Saddles in the old corral.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.